You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Good to have you along, everybody, on this Earth Day. And that is where we are going to begin with President Biden's big virtual climate summit today. Leaders from 40-some-odd countries making their pledges to fight climate change, including a promise from the White House to cut this country's greenhouse gas emissions at least in half by 2030. That is a big swing. And to get there, part of the Biden administration's plan for a greener future is for the whole of government to be involved, not just a couple of departments and agencies. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says it's going to take a whole of economy approach as well. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams cuts through the sloganeering.
Secretary Yellen and the rest of the Biden administration are arguing that climate change is already a crisis affecting the whole economy, so it needs a whole-of-economy response. Sarah Doherty is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
If we're constantly hammered by disasters, it's really hard to go to work if your place of employment is underwater. It's unlikely that prices will remain stable if we just keep having huge disasters that disrupt the supply chain.
So the Biden administration says it plans to work with domestic and international governmental agencies, as well as private finance, to better factor in climate-related risks, streamline investments, and coordinate regulations. Professor Isabella Alcanese teaches the politics of climate change at the University of Maryland. She says the administration is signaling it's
committed to investing in tax credits, in direct government investment, and in other tools across economic sectors.
One of those tools is what the government buys. It has a multi-trillion-dollar budget, much of it spent on stuff for the military or the massive civilian workforce. Jason Bordoff is the co-founding dean at Columbia University's Climate School.
By using the government's procurement power to boost demand for new clean energy technologies, it can help to commercialize them, bring down the costs that then make them more affordable and accessible to everyone else.
But Bordoff says to make those changes last, it will require the whole of government to get on board, including Congress. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.